Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I haven't purchased anything on eBay.
But there has been an order placed of a gift card, which is $299 from the eBay. And your number, which is 0411925192.
Yeah, I still haven't placed any order on eBay at all.
That's what I'm telling you, sir, that you haven't placed that order, right? But
no,
we have received this order yesterday around 7 to 8 p.m. between, right? And the billing address which is provided over there, Mountain View, California, 242 Street. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, let me tell you that, sir. So as we suspect that this is the fraudulent purchase which has been tried to make without your knowledge and authorization, someone else apart from you have tried to do this thing. So that's the reason, sir, you are receiving this call. So we can help you to get the blocking ID so you can go ahead and cancel that purchase from your end, okay?
Yes.
So first of all, sir, did you understand that why did you got connected with eBay?
Well, I've got a phone call from you guys, yes.
Yes, because someone is misusing your information and try to generate an fraudulent eBay account.
Yeah, no, I understand
and
that,
yeah. Yeah, and through that they have been trying to make this purchase. So that's the reason, sir, we are just trying to help you to get the blocking ID so you can directly go ahead and block that purchase, okay? So first of all, sir, right now, the cell phone which you're speaking with me, is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone which you're using?
It's Android.
Okay. So could you just put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone? Now, you just press your home button and come back to your home screen, where you can see your regular icons and a wallpaper.
Yes.
Now, over there, sir, there will be an application called Play Store. Play Store.
Yeah, I'm going to it now.
Open that application.
Yes.
Now, on the extreme top, can you see anything says search for action games with a magnifying glass?
Yes.
Give a tap on it.
Yep.
And type over there, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yep.
Give a space. Then type A as in Apple.
Yep.
N for November.
Yes.
Y as in yellow.
Yep.
D as in doctor.
Yep.
E as in Edward.
Yes.
S as in sugar.
Yep.
K as in kingdom.
Yes.
Now, could you just confirm me, sir, what did you type in over there?
eBay any desk.
Yes. Now, give a click on search and what are the options you can see over there?
Yep.
What are the options coming up, sir?
Sorry?
What exactly can you see? What are the options is coming up?
Yeah, come on, Shein, Shop, eBay, the marketplace, the shop, and any desk, remote, desktop.
Yes, give a tap on that. The second one, any desk, remote, desktop. Give a tap on it. And there will be an option says install. You need to give a tap on it. This application will be help you to generate the blocking ID. So do let me know when you can see open, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, press open.
Yes, can you see open?
Yes.
Yes, give a tap on open.
Yes, press yes on process.
Yes, give a tap on agree and continue.
Yes.
Now, can you see, what can you see?
It's plugin available.
Give a tap on cancel, or can you see okay or cancel? Give a tap on cancel.
Yeah, press cancel.
Now, can you see any blue area, sir? You need to touch 3 times outside the blue area.
Yep.
Now, what can you see?
It says my address.
Yes, that is your blocking ID number, which has been generated from the eBay headquarters. So confirm me with the ID, sir, which you can see your address and the number.
Yes. Do you want me to repeat the number?
Yes, you need to tell me that number. Read me back.
449-968-761.
You need to slow down, sir. 449.
Yeah, 968.
968. 761. 761. It's
449-968-761,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and sir, underneath that, can you see anything say set password or anything like that?
Yeah, it says set password.
Yes, you need to give a tap on that set password.
Yes.
Now, what can you see, sir?
It comes up with interactive access.
Okay. Now, can you see any third option which says enable unattended access? What are the options you can see?
Okay, I have always show incoming session request, only show incoming session if any desk window is open, and never show
Give me a moment, right? Okay, now over underneath that, sir, can you see anything says permission profile? Just scroll down your page little bit. There will be an option says permission profile.
Yes.
Give a tap on that.
Yes.
Now, can you see anything says, what are the options now coming up, sir?
Yeah, default, screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Yes, you need to give a tap on the full access. Give a tap on that, full access.
Yeah.
And can you see any blank checkbox which says enable unattended access?
Yes.
Enable unattended, give a tap on that checkbox.
Yeah, it says set password.
Yes. Now, can you see a red color line? Where you can type something.
Yeah, it's a set password and there's a line.
Yeah. Now, I will be provide you with the pass cancellation password, sir. But you need to put all in the lower cases, right?
Yes.
Now, you just type down over there, eBay. It's E-B-A-Y, eBay. All in the lower case. Then number 7, number 8, 60.
60, yep.
Now, did you type in eBay 7860, right?
Yes. And I set the password, yep.
Yeah, now give a tap on OK.
Yeah, I did that.
Now, just wait for a while, sir, okay? You will be receiving a confirmation. Just give me a moment, okay? Just hold on. Just give me a moment, sir. We are verifying the cancellation ID and a password for you. Just give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
And I'm verifying your information once again, sir. The cancellation ID, the password, and the cancellation ID. Right? Just give me a moment, okay? Which is 4499-68761. Your cancellation blocking ID, right?
Yes.
Just give me a moment. Now, I'm just going to transfer this call to one of my senior executives, right? He will be help you to get each and everything, block each and everything, right?
Okay.
Just give me a moment.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Wilson. I'm from the anti-fraud department of eBay headquarters. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, I guess.
Good to hear that, sir. I do believe my previous colleague has just explained you each and everything.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any problem understanding anything, sir? You can ask me.
No, I don't have any problem understanding, no.
All right, sir. So, we are going to verify the cancellation right now. First of all, I'm just verifying the ID from my end. It's 4499-68761. That's your ID, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And have she given you a security password, which is eBay7860?
Yes.
All right. That's perfect. Now, exactly what can you see on your screen? Please do let me know. What exactly you can see on your screen at the moment?
Come up.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, no, it's back to the normal screen where I have your address and remote address.
All right, sir. Now, don't do anything. All right, don't do anything. You just be on that page. Our server is going to verify your ID and password. If you see any option coming up on your screen, it says start now. Then only give a click on start now. Before that, don't touch anywhere on your screen, okay? You just
okay.
Give me a moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any start now option coming up on your screen?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Press start now.
Yes, press on start now.
Yep, done.
Alright, the server has verified your ID successfully, sir. You just do a thing. What can you see on your screen? Please let me know first.
Connection established. Secure eBay server 4544116195 is now during my desk.
Alright, the robotic server has verified your ID. Now just swipe, now just press the home button and go back to regular home page of your phone where you can see all your regular apps and icons.
Yep, that's done, yeah.
Are you back to the home screen of your phone?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Alright. Now, you need to open up the Play Store app once again from your end. Open up the Play Store.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now scroll down the page a bit. You just scroll down the page a bit. You will get to see an option, AnyDesk plugin AD1. Scroll down more. Scroll it down. Scroll it down a little bit. More.
I'm right at the bottom of the page.
Okay, you don't see anything like that. Just scroll to the top of your screen. You will get to see a magnifying glass on the right-hand side corner.
Yep. Yeah, I've got that.
Yes, type there AnyDesk plugin AD1. Do you
yep.
see that option? Yes, install
yep.
that.
Now.
Yes, the securities are updating. Now press the home button, go back to your regular home page of your phone.
Yes, done.
Now open up your settings from your end. Open up the settings.
Yes.
Once you're on the settings, please let me know, sir.
Yeah, I'm on the settings.
Okay. Now scroll down the page, you will get to see an option accessibility.
Yes.
Over there, you will get to see an option, AnyDesk Control Service, AD1. It will be off. You need to make it on, okay? There
yes.
will be two of them. You need to allow both of them and turn it on.
Yeah, they're both on.
Okay, now go back to the home page of your phone and open the red app, AnyDesk, once again. Press the home button. Go back to the home page first.
Yeah.
Are you back to the home screen? Please now open up the red app AnyDesk where you can see your ID number.
Yeah, I can see that.
You will get to see the start now option once again. Click on start now.
Yeah, click that.
Alright. The server has verified your ID successfully. You just press the home button now and open up a fresh page of Google, sir.
Loading.
Press the home button and open up the Google page from your end.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay. Now do a thing. On the search bar, you need to type my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
Yep.
Leave a space.
Yep.
Then type number one, numerical one.
Yep.
Then P as in Paris, P.
Yeah.
Then do you see any option coming up on your screen? It says my 1P address location. Tap on that.
Yeah, now, press on that.
On the results, do you see any option? It says what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. Do you see anything like
yeah.
that?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Alright, just give a click on that.
Yeah, it's loading.
Alright. Now, just after that, some of your IP address details will come up on your screen, okay?
Yes.
First of all, tell me, sir, do you know anything about IP address? First, do let me know.
Yeah, it's been accessed.
Yeah, it's your internet line. You see, internet protocol address number you can see on your screen at the moment, okay? The internet line you're using at the moment runs under an IP address, okay? So, each and every device, each and every person have their particular IP address, okay? In which all of their internet activity data gets saved. Now, if in this world, no one else is allowed to use your IP address, okay, apart from you. Because if someone gets into your IP address, they will have the access of all of your information over the internet. Now, give a good look at the top of your screen. You can see your IP and your status. What your status you can see, please let me know, sir.
It's unprotected.
Your status is unprotected, okay? Mm-hmm. And do you see any red highlighted alert has been given to you on the middle of your screen? Please let me know.
Yes, it's your online activity can be seen by internet service provider and anyone else spying on you.
All right. Now, as because someone else from overseas is trying to misuse your information, the place this fraud charge, okay? And for that reason, you're getting this kind of things on your screen. Now,
yes,
you have got the security notification already. Now, what we have to do, we have to secure your internet line, the IP address, which is getting compromised, so that we can block this fraud activities trying to be done under your internet line. Right at the moment, right at the moment, as you're connected with the eBay Secure Server, so there is a temporary security firewall has been generated for you, okay? So at the moment, we can give you the security from our server as well. Now do a thing, open up that red app, AnyDesk, once again. Open it up.
Yes, open.
Yeah, now do you see the start now option coming up on your screen? Just give a click on start now.
It's not coming up yet.
Okay, it will come up. Just wait for a while. Do you see the start now option now?
No.
Are you on the app? Have you opened that app?
Yeah, I've opened it.
And what can you see on your screen at the moment?
It says connection established as eBay secure server number.
Is this connection established?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And first of all, tell me, have you clicked anywhere on the previous page, that IP address page? Have you clicked any other option like hide my IP address, something like that?
No, I did not.
That's good. Now you just close down the AnyDesk app and open it once again. Close the app and open it once again.
Yeah, just did that.
What can you see on your screen now?
Same as before.
Can you see your ID number? If you see the start now.
No, I can't see that.
You can see the eBay Secure Server is connected?
Yes, connection established, that's what I have in my screen.
Okay. Do you see a small cross sign over there? Do you see a small cross sign?
Yes.
Yes, click on that cross.
Yeah, now I can see my ID.
Okay, you will get to see the start now option now. Just give a click on start now, okay? You will get to see the start now.
Yep, I clicked that.
Have you got the option start now?
Yeah, just press that.
And now what can you see on your screen?
It's back to the secure server. Connection established.
It says connection established?
Yes.
Alright. Just give me a moment, sir. There's a systematic glitch has happened, okay? You just give me a moment. Now what can you see on your screen, sir? Please tell me. What can you see?
There's my address and my ID number.
Okay, you can see your ID number?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and do you see connection established or not?
No.
You don't see that, right? Just wait.
No.
Okay. Now, if you see the start now option, please let me know, okay?
Yes, I see that now.
Yes, click on start now.
Yep.
Okay, now simply press the home button, go back to the home page.
Yeah.
And open up your settings once, open up your settings.
Yes.
Over there, you will get to see an option, it says display, tap on display.
Yes.
There will be an option, it says advanced, click on advanced.
Yes.
Now there will be an, okay, this is screen timeout.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to make it never.
Yeah, it is never.
Alright, now press the home button, come back to your home page, and open up your mail first. You check your mail. Open up your mail first of all.
Yeah.
Now look at the right hand side top corner. You will get to see your name is initiated.
Name.
Click on that.
Doesn't have my name or anything there.
Yeah. Are you on the mail, first of all? Are you on the mail?
I don't have normal mail when I have Gmail, that's it.
Yes, open up that Gmail. Open up the Gmail. Yeah. Now look on the right hand side top corner. Do you see your name initiate over there?
Yeah, the D. I have a red D sign come up there.
Yes. Now, how many Gmails you can see over there?
Not emails.
Yes, how many email ID you can see over there?
Two.
Okay. And do you use both of them? Which one you use mainly for all your internet activity?
I use only one of them.
Okay. I'm just confirming you the email addresses. You just confirm me which one you use mainly, okay? There is an email, it says dan300zx1307.
That's the one I use mainly, yeah.
That's the one you use, okay. Now go back to the main page of mails.
Yep. Okay.
Now do you see any mail from eBay?
Yes.
What is written on that?
If a new device is using your...
Scroll to the top and let me know what is written over there.
A new device is using your account.
Have you authorized it? Have you authorized any other device?
No.
Okay. So, you have got a mail from eBay as well that someone else from outside is trying to misuse your information. Now just come out of your mail, sir, and as I have the reports, you're doing banking with NAB Bank, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, apart from the NAB Bank, do you do banking with any other bank, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay, so I do believe you check your statements on online.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, the way you check your statements, please check it right now. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is a $1, please let me know, okay? And you have to check it from Google. Don't use any app. Don't use the app at the moment. It will not be safe for you. Use the Google browser. Yes. I'm on the line with you. If you see any unknown transactions, please let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. If you need any help, please ask me, sir, okay? I'm gonna help you.
What am I supposed to be looking at?
Check your statements. Check all your statements, yeah. Do you see any unknown transactions?
No, I'm still looking, man. Hold on.
And do you use any credit card, sir? Do you have any credit card with you?
No, I don't.
You don't have any credit card as well. Okay.
I'm loading a second time.
Are you done, sir? You can log out from your bank then. If you are done, please log out from your bank and come back to the home screen first of all.
Yep.
Alright.
Yep.
Now, we are going to activate the security shield, okay? First of all, we need to secure your identity details from the people who are misusing your information, okay? So, we're going to use the ZipPay app for that. Please open up the Play Store first of all.
Yep. I don't have ZipPay though.
Yeah. Open up the Play Store.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Now on the search bar, type over there Zip, Z-I-P.
Yeah.
Now do you see any option you say Zip Pay?
Yep.
Yeah. Now you will get to see an option, Zip, Shop Now, Pay Later. Tap on that option.
Yep.
And it's install it now. Once you see the open option, please let me know, okay?
Alright.
Yeah. Do you see any open option now, sir?
I'm just looking, right?
Okay. Alright, sir, if you're... Oh, okay, it will come up. And if your auto rotation of your screen is on, please make it off, sir, okay? Or else it will disconnect the security. Alright. Please turn off your auto rotation of your screen.
No, what? Auto rotation.
Yes, auto rotation. You just make it off.
Yeah.
Try to make it off.
Yeah, this is.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, press open. Is this right, yeah?
Yes, click on open now. Tap on
yeah,
open.
Yeah, do that.
Now, do you see any option to sign up?
Why am I signing up to ZipPay?
Sir, you are going to sign up because we are going to secure your information, okay? So, there's a security scanning will be done through the ZipPay app, alright? So that we can verify your identity and we can block those people who are misusing your information for purchasing these gift cards, alright? Yes.
I found the button now.
Now you will get to see an option sign up now. Tap on sign up now.
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
Then you need to put your mobile number. Put your mobile number. No balance, zero.
Yep.
Now just wait, sir. After that, you will receive a code, a secure code. Just wait for a while. Have you got a security code?
Yeah, put that in.
Yes, put that in. Now click on Let's Go.
Yeah.
Now it will ask you some of your basic information. You need to put each and everything. And while you're putting your information, make sure you're putting each and everything correct, sir, okay? Don't make any mistake.
Yeah.
Do you need any help, sir? I can help with that.
No, I'm just putting in there, mate.
Okay, alright.
Yeah.
After putting all of your information, at the bottom you will get to see a blank checkbox. Check in that box and click on continue, okay?
Yeah, I'll just do that, yeah.
Okay. Now after that, there will be option, it says verify your identity. Click on connect to bank.
Yeah.
Now after clicking on connect to bank, just scroll down the page, you will get to see your NAB option. Your NAB
yes.
bank. Select that.
Yeah, selected that.
Now just after that, it will ask you for your customer ID and password. Do you see that, sir?
Yes, I do.
Yes, put your customer ID and password from your end.
Oh, then I can now let ma'am. I have to look it up.
Okay, just wait. Don't do anything. First of all, press the home button once and open up the red app AnyDesk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you're on the AnyDesk, please let me know.
Yeah, I'm on AnyDesk.
Okay, you will get to see the start now option again from the server. Just give a click on start now.
Yeah.
Alright. Now go back to the zip pay once again. Go back to the zip pay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at zip pay.
Yes. Now it will ask you for your NAB ID and password. Put your ID and password, sir.
You have to ask the one first.
Well, send it out.